Federal Aviation Administration funds for private contractors that staff the smaller airport control towers disappears under sequestration. Ken Wiegand, director at Collin County Regional Airport in McKinney, expects his tower to close April 1st.
The airport will continue to operate as it has in the past. However, I can tell you that our safety of flight is certainly going to be a concern.
Pilots would be responsible for coordinating aircraft traffic on the runways and taxiways. Wiegand says sometimes that's no easy job. He says Collin Regional hosts 83,000 arrivals and departures a year with a mix of slow-moving single-engine aircraft along with the faster jets and turboprop aircraft. He says you have to look out for fuel trucks and maintenance vehicles, too. Wiegand says the smaller city-owned business and general aviation airports likely cannot afford to pick up the costs themselves and probably shouldn't.
You know, if we would do that, even though we would intend to do it temporarily, Washington may say, well, if you can do it, then why don't you just keep doing it? They just push that cost down on us. It is the Federal Aviation Administration's responsibility, their number one responsibility, to oversee aviation safety in this country.
Dallas Executive Airport, Spinks in Fort Worth, Arlington and Grand Prairie Municipal Airports will all see their control towers empty. Meacham in Fort Worth will have its nighttime hours cut. Wiegand worries that safety concerns could cut airport business and hurt the regional economy. Dallas officials share that concern. Executive Airport provides 120 full-time jobs and is part of the city's marketing campaign to attract new business. BJ Austin, KERA News.